Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cross Pollination with Matt Harrington, a 30-minute podcast focusing on young leadership and the skills needed for tomorrow's workforce. Cross Pollination works to connect ideas, concepts, and strategies from various thought leaders and share those insights with the world. Now, here's your host, Matt Harrington.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode, episode 11 of Cross Pollination. This one we're going to focus on young professional networks. It must be the 15th of the month. We host this show the 15th of every month, or at least we're attempting to. Cross Pollination came from Survival of the Hive, the book that I co-authored, and really has transformed into helping the Growing Millennial Leadership Program, which is out of my company, New Directions. And the GML program, or Growing Millennial Leadership Program, works with young, aspiring professionals to build and grow leadership capabilities and competencies for their career and their organization. Cross-pollination happens to be one of the many medias that we like to use to talk about some of the topics that are out there today with a keen focus on young professionals and how that affects you. What it might be news, it might be government, it might be service, it might be where you work. Please continue to listen, and I'm excited to introduce us to today's show, which happens to be around young professional networks, something that I hold very near and dear to my heart. There is a young professional network in Albany, New York, and we have two special guests with us today to talk about that, and I'll introduce them shortly. But my YPN story, and everybody probably has their own YPN story, but my YPN story was I was interning in college and went to one of the fairs that I had to manage, and the director of a law firm came up to me and introduced me to what would become YPN and the idea of gathering a bunch of young professionals together. I think so often when you graduate out of college, you lose the social network, you lose the safety network, and so YPN does a great job about combining workforce development, service, and charity and philanthropy, and then kind of governance to all that, and obviously a great networking tool with peers as well. So that's my story, but we have two other people here that probably have a story as well, and they're building an even better YPN than what I had originally joined on to. Today I have special guest Kara Willem, chair of the Albany, New York's Young Professional Network, or YPN, and Lauren Cataldo, which is, she is the program chair of the Albany, New York's YPN. So they work together with their board. The mission of the YPN is to attract and retain a talented workforce in Tech Valley by serving as a catalyst to connect, develop, and empower young professionals. Sounds pretty good to me. Their vision is to be recognized as the premier young professional initiative in the Capital Region, offering exceptional professional development, networking, and civic engagement opportunities to ensure a strong talent pipeline for Tech Valley, which is around the New York area Capital Region. So without further ado, welcome Kara, welcome Warren to the show.
Thanks, Matt.
Hello.
Hi there.
First, let's start off, Kara and Warren, but let's start with Kara. Just talk to me a little bit about your background. Introduce us to you.
Great. Well, thank you for inviting me on today. I have pretty much my background, I would say, is mostly sales, but heavy in customer service and also the training realm. And I just look for any way or excuse to refine my skill set. So I'm so excited to be on this podcast today. Haven't done this before, so we'll see. And mainly in the hospitality and technology industry. And kind of what my story is very similar to Matt. In fact, Matt, probably right around the same time as you, I got invited in by the chair of the network at the time. And she shared this concept of mentorship with me, which we will go into a little bit later, and I got involved on the mentorship committee, and I really loved it because at first I was there to make connections. As a young professional right out of college, it is so hard to refine your skill set without having to give away that piece of curiosity and scaredness, or maybe you're saying, I don't know how to do this. You know, you do not want to have to tell someone that's older than you, that's more professional than you, that you don't know what you're doing as a young professional. So you go there, and it's kind of a safety net where you might not share that specifically, but you can learn the skill set with those that share those fears with you. So I got involved about 5 years ago.
And you, Lauren, give us a little bit of background from you.
Sure. Well, thanks again for having me, Matt, and very excited to be here. I got involved quite a few years ago, probably 3 or 4, I would think, at this point. And same type of thing. I was coming out of college. I was getting my master's degree here locally at St. Rose. And I was in a position in human resources at a local law firm, which was great. And, again, touching on that important mentorship component, I had a great mentor and my boss there who recommended that I get involved with the Chamber's Leadership Tech Valley program, which I'm sure we can also discuss in a little bit, and recommended me for it, you know, told me a little bit about it, and that really introduced me to the Chamber as a whole. And kind of from that experience, I really wanted to learn more and to stay involved after my year with that group was finished. So, you know, I looked into kind of the groups that were available for young professionals. And at the time, the Young Professionals Network was kind of something I didn't know a lot about. And thankfully, you know, I was able to just start attending meetings and kind of figure out, go to programs, figure out what they were all about and what I could get out of it myself. So being in human resources, I have a lot of interest in just meeting new people and kind of getting to know them and seeing what their skill sets are and what they could bring to the table. So, you know, I really got a lot out of it professionally and personally. So that's really why I initially joined, was just to really help myself both professionally with meeting more people and just expanding my network, and also personally as, you know, a college student coming out of my master's program and being young and on the job and just wanting to get more experience with other people who are similar to me.
Great. And I really like that you bring that component, Lauren, of HR, because I do want to tap into that in this show, because we know that in 5 years, millennials are going to make up 50% of the workforce, and by 2030, they're going to make 75%. And so you can't have that amount of people or a generation in a certain, you know, environment, let's say workforce, and not have it change. So I'm interested to hear from you later on in the show, kind of, do you see anything in the immediate, or should we be seeing something? Should we be, you know, talking to senior leaders a little bit more? You know, my case is definitely we need to be talking to senior leaders more, and how are they building their culture to fit this, you know, 93 million generation.
Absolutely.
Kara, yeah. Kara, I have you here, and you're the chair of the YPN in Albany, New York. Give us a snapshot of what that's about. I gave a little bit of a brief interview, but dig in a little bit for us.
Yeah, I will do my best to not share the same information you did. So I think what's really unique about this council is we keep saying chamber. You know, I hate to kind of say it, but Chamber of Commerce is something that might be foreign to some of the listeners. So, you know, absolutely Google that. You can do a little research. But basically, we're unique in two aspects. We are affiliated with two local and regional, regional and local Chamber of Commerce, Schenectady and Albany Colony. And with their help, we have access to large businesses and great talent to help us form these programs and help us with the professional development. So I think that's one thing that makes the YPN network here in Albany, New York, really special. There are other young professional networks out there, so explore your region, but this particular one is associated with the Chamber of Commerce. The other thing that's unique is if you are familiar with the Chamber of Commerce and the way they operate, typically you must be a member to access the tools. However, with the Young Professional Network, we target any young professional or person that feels that they would value having interaction with young professionals. So to your point, Matt, it might not be a young person that attends these events and goes to development, professional development. It could be somebody like an employer, a senior mm-hmm. management that wants access, wants to talk to them or get feedback from them. So we have an open access policy. Non-members are able to participate, which is huge.
I think that's critical, and that's something ingenious that this chamber did, and I'm not sure how many other chambers do it, but that kind of open access. Your company doesn't have to belong to the chamber, doesn't have to be a member, doesn't have to pay dues. So long as you're a young professional and you want to network and grow with this program, they can show up, right?
Exactly. And just to elaborate a little further, we have three branches or three arms to the way that we accomplish our goals. The first, and each one is equally important. The first is our campus roadshow. We will dig into that a little bit further later, I believe, where we will actually hit the road and go on to college campuses and speak to the soon-to-be young professionals, the current students of the region. The second is with our programming. We host 6-plus events every year, and every single one has an educational component, and we really try to make them very fun, very influential, and brief at really fun, interesting, new hotspots throughout the region. And then the last is mentorship. It kicked off this morning. We currently have 60 pairs, over 120 people participating in this program. This program is going into its 10th year, which is just crazy when you think about it. 10 years of this program, we will pair up a young professional and a seasoned professional and let them have an opportunity to grow and learn from each other. And that is unique across the country. And the Chamber, frankly, gets calls from around the country asking, how do you do this? And how is it so successful? So we're a very unique product here.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, the best way probably to get to the Albany Colony Regional Chamber is by visiting their website, which is www.acchamber, so acchamber.org, and they also have a Facebook page as well. And I know that Tech Valley Young YPN might have a Facebook.
We do. We have a LinkedIn page, a Twitter. Yep, absolutely. And you can access all that right through the Chamber website.
Great. Lauren, you know, Kara talked a little bit about the mentorship program, but obviously you guys have kind of these arms that she kind of talked about. Elaborate or add to that. I know you guys do some programming, you do some mentorship, and you do even a road show. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually chair the programming committee. I'm a co-chair, actually, of that committee. And so basically, we have just volunteers who make up our committee members. And we really try, as Kara was saying, to make the programs interesting and things that young professionals really want to go to, and also offer that professional development aspect. So not only are you getting that chance to network and kind of meet other young professionals in the area, but really that professional development component is so important to us because as a young professional, you know, you're really just starting to get out there. We really want the businesses in the area to support this program, to see the benefits of what this program is giving young professionals. So, you know, by offering that professional development aspect of it, folks are really getting a chance to learn new things, to go to different places in the area, hear from entrepreneurs or really seasoned executives or people that you just wouldn't normally have access to. So we really pride ourselves on doing that. And, you know, the importance of it and why we need networks like this, I think, is just because it's great for the region. It's really healthy for the region to cultivate kind of that young talent and to get them involved and to have them take pride in their community. And it's a great place for young professionals to really interact and share their ideas and learn and grow and network and really hear about all the great things going on in the area. And I know I myself personally have learned so much about this area in particular, but you know, for other young professional networks, it's really about getting out there and seeing what other folks are doing in your region. It really brings a lot of pride to the region. And then, you know, also from the mentorship standpoint, you can really grow yourself professionally as well by having that seasoned professional there to really support you in your professional development and your growth, you know, as you're just getting out into the workforce. A lot of the times the YPs we talk to, you know, they don't really feel like they can speak up. They don't really feel like they have, you know, any sort of say in kind of what happens in their business. And they're really unsure of what to do, if they should kind of stay on the path they're on. So this kind of gives them the opportunity to hear from someone who's gone through that. You know, they're they've made mistakes and they've, you know, set goals and been able to achieve them. So hearing the importance of that, I think, is really great for the young professionals and gives them that sense that, hey, you know, this person has done it and I can do it too.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we were talking about this before we went live today, but you guys are also doing kind of a promotional young professional video later on in January. I know you're going to give us some more information on that. But you're also sending that video off to regional employers, too. So now they can use that video. It's a great, I guess, what I call, you know, we scratch each other's back. You know, you send us some young professionals.
Right.
We'll develop a program and development around it, but we'll, you know, this one happens to produce a video, give that back to the employer, and now the employer can put that in their recruitment packet for when they, you know, are looking for global talent, and they say, yeah, but if you moved here, we have a great YPN here to support young professionals. So I think that's a really neat idea. Kara, talk to me a little bit about that video project that you guys are working on, or just the date so people know it's out there.
This video is going to be exceptionally received. I mean, it's very interesting. It's high intensity in the sense it's going to keep your attention. It's going to be 4 minutes long, very brief, you know, almost a commercial, if you will. And we're doing the premiere, and it's going to be a great event. We have the premiere on Wednesday, January 28th. All are welcome. You can register right on the website Matt gave earlier in the call, and we'll give it at the end of the call, I'm sure. It starts at 5:30. We are also having, it's at Proctor's in Schenectady, which is a jewel in its own. We're going to have Philip Morris, the CEO of Proctor's, who is amazing in this area, won many awards, philanthropist. He's going to speak to us a little bit about what the young professional in this area is really more about. But I encourage everyone to come, preview the video, listen to Philip, and see what we're about. And you know, please, Lauren and I will be very visible. Come say hello to us as well.
Great. If you're just joining us, this is Cross Pollination. We're talking about young professional networks today. We have a specific young professional network on the air based out of Albany, New York. And I have with me Kara Wilhelm, who's chair of that YPN, and then Lauren Cataldo, who is program chair of that YPN. So great to have them here. We're talking about a lot of good stuff. I do want to dig down a little bit into... I think full disclosure, I'm a part of this YPN, so I want the audience to know that too, if we're talking in good praise of it. Part of, I think, what we realize is that there really is two types of millennials out there. There are the ones that are aging and getting up into the 30s and 35 range, which might, you know, start to push us into, God forbid, middle professionals. I don't know what the advancement from young professional is. So middle-aged professional or something like that. And then we have some younger professionals that are just entering. So you can imagine the difference between a 32, 35-year-old in the program and a 23-year-old who's just coming out. What do you guys notice are some of, you know, and we're included in this as well, but when you look at the whole spectrum, what are some of the great attributes that you see kind of emerging when you get together and network and talk to other young professionals? And then what are some of the challenges, or as you've talked to some of the employers in the area, what are some of the challenges you guys are running into as a YPN, specifically dealing with the millennials? Kara, you want to start that one?
Sure. You know, I think one word that comes to mind when people think of a millennial is just this word of entitlement. I hate that word, to be honest, and I'm kind of sandwiched in where I'm probably in the middle of being considered a millennial. It's kind of hard to sit back, and you kind of need to understand what that person is referring to. But the entitlement that some people seem to think this millennial has, you know, before seeking to understand, you know, they just blurt ideas out or share them. What's really great about this YPN network is that is the perception. And then we have people engage with other young professionals at the events or at mentorship, and the employers or the older seasoned professionals can see that that's not 100% true. So that's just one characteristic I shared, but I think it's just a great opportunity to connect and overcome some things. But then it also gives the opportunity for a younger professional to see, hey, guess what? This seasoned professional does want to hear my ideas. And that seasoned professional walks away with, huh, wow, you know, I did learn something today. So I think it's just opening that dialogue, and I think we have so many road barriers in everything we do in life, this just being one of them, that this helps take down that barrier. So I hope that answers your question, Matt.
Yeah, and I'll get to you, Lauren. I think, you know, Kara, you mentioned two really neat things, and one is that dirty word that I go around and I present on millennial generations, and I work with senior leaders, and I work with millennials in that capacity, and one of the words I hate the most is entitlement, and I'm with you on that. I kind of have eradicated it, or at least eradicated the idea that I'm going to go to a presentation and we're going to have a millennial bash, not in the good way, but we're going to bash them, and I just, if you read any of my articles or if you've seen any of my stuff, I'd really try and push the positive tone. Regardless, every generation comes with negative attributes. But I think the millennials have been bashed enough for this entitlement. I was at a conference once, and one of the most interesting things that came out of that was one of the main speakers, he has a huge organization, hires many, many, many millennials, and he loves them, and he's a tech company. And he said, it's not that they want anything new. It's not that they come in with all these new ideas or you need to have flex time or all this stuff. It's all the stuff other generations have always wanted. The millennials just have the guts to ask for it. And it's based on their upbringing. It's based on they've always asked for stuff, and they usually receive the stuff they ask for. And he was an older, he was probably a baby boomer, and he said, our fault is that we never asked for it. This generation actually has the chutzpah to ask for these things, and now we're going to label that entitlement? So he goes, I think we're all entitled. We're entitled to many things. We're entitled to enjoy our work, to work as hard as we can to get paid for what we work for. I don't call it entitlement. So that was one thing. And then the other thing you had mentioned was dialogue, and I thought that's always huge. Every time I talk to somebody, they're like, I don't know how to get over the hump, and I'm like, well, have you had the conversation with a millennial? Well, no. I said, that's where it's got to start. It's got to start every day. If you're a manager, it's got to start with that conversation, that dialogue. Lauren, I want you to weigh in here as well. So what are you seeing, especially from your HR role? So think of YPN, but then also you're doing a lot of recruiting and a lot of programming at where you work now. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, positive attributes, negative attributes, what people are talking about in the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I do have a unique perspective, you know, being involved in YPN, but also having that human resources background. It is definitely interesting to see kind of the trends and as far as recruiting and hiring and stuff, and then also have the YPN, you know, network personally that I'm involved with outside of work. So I do have an interesting perspective. I think that for the most part, what I tend to see, not so much the entitlement, but I think the lack of patience, maybe, and just kind of the wanting everything now. I think a lot of times, maybe the older members don't necessarily feel like YPs want to wait and kind of work for what they worked for and kind of go through that, you know, 10, 15, 20 years or more, you know, in a position and kind of work their way up. YPs are viewed as very driven, very ambitious, you know, socially conscious, definitely. Always trying to kind of get ahead of the trends and, you know, when something, you know, becomes trending kind of and becomes very popular, it's on to the next thing and kind of not really having that patience. So I think a lot of times, you know, I'll hear frustrations from YPs who just kind of are like, they feel like they're putting in their time and they feel like they're, you know, not necessarily getting what they think they deserve for it. So, you know, it's an interesting back and forth. But I do think that, you know, from a workplace perspective, to really engage, as Kara was saying, and ask the opinion of the YP and really, you know, treating them as equals and really asking for their advice. And I think each side tends to learn a lot more than they think they would. And I'm, you know, a lucky person in that I had a great mentor, you know, and have had, you know, bosses and managers who really kind of value my opinion and ask me for ideas and suggestions. And, you know, a lot of YPs may not have or feel that they have that kind of relationship. So it's important, I think, to just, you know, have organized thoughts and kind of, you know, not be demanding, but at the same time, like you said, Matt, taking those risks and kind of looking for almost a better way of doing things. And I think what I hear a lot from young professionals is, you know, they hear a lot that things are done this way because it's how they've always been done. And kind of the young professional viewpoint is, okay, well, just because it's always been done that way, is there a better way to do this? Is there a more efficient way to do that? So not necessarily not having respect for the way things have been done, but always trying to improve it and always trying to find a better way. And maybe, you know, kind of that might involve changing it up from where it has always been done or how it's always been done.
Yeah, and one thing that I've found has worked well, again, it gets back to, Kara, you were talking about dialogue and conversation. And we try to practice kind of building a millennials leadership lattice. We used to call it a ladder, but I don't think it's rungs like that. I think it's a lattice. It's how do you get involved with extracurricular stuff to build your leadership, like YPN or becoming a member of the board of some nonprofit. And here's a leadership lattice about some teams you can join at work, maybe some cross-functional teams, so you get to work with different areas of the organization and different depths of leadership. And part of that leadership lattice also maps out the progress game plan. And sometimes that can be a sticky dialogue, you know, well, I want to be vice president in 2 years. And as a manager, you have to respectfully say, well, that's just not going to happen. But you also say, guys, here's where if you stick with us, if you stick with ABC Company, I'm projecting your growth here. Here are the outlets I'm going to grow you into in the next 3 to 5 years. That's how long it's going to take. So you know. So if you need to leave the organization, go for it. Or if you want to stick with us, we've got a game plan for you. I think that's the conversation I never hear go on. Or
right,
it doesn't happen
right,
all the time. And then they go, well, I don't know why they think they should be expecting this. And I go, did you ever disrupt their belief that it shouldn't? You know,
right.
I think they believe it, sure. And then somebody, a good manager, needs to come alongside and say, that's not how it's going to happen. It just doesn't happen that way. But here's where I'm really excited about helping you grow into the leader I want you to be. And so often I think we miss that opportunity as managers and coaches. But I think that that's also a role for older YPN members. I think that that's what's so great about the networking, that a 30-year-old, you know, can get together with a 23-year-old and say, dude, it doesn't happen like that. I know college kind of inflated your idea that it does, but it doesn't. But I think also hearing peer-to-peer and learning kind of war stories about how somebody else ascended into leadership is a great story as well. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to wrap up. I want to give you guys two a thought. We always end this show with what your favorite app is in the last 3 to 6 months that maybe you've downloaded or some new technology. And I want to hand that off to Kara. What's maybe the most exciting thing, app or technology you've done in the last couple of months? And then over to Lauren, and we'll wrap up.
From a work standpoint, my company has adopted using DocuSign, which is all electronic. It allows for me to build my contract. I'm in sales online. I can send it to the client. They don't need to have any subscription. They can e-sign it. I can e-sign it, and then we both get a copy, and it goes right into our system. So it's just a very exciting, fast, easy way to do business. And then on a personal level, I downloaded, middle of last year, I downloaded the TED Talks app, and it just, at my fingertips, it pushes me notifications and lets me kind of know what's going on, which is great.
And that was TED, the TED Talks app?
It is, yeah. It's great.
Okay.
And they download
it, sure,
so you can actually...
And Lauren, what about you? Any new apps you're excited about?
Yeah, I mean, from a personal perspective, I think everyone's kind of, well, a lot of people I know of have been enjoying Trivia Crack lately, a really fun trivia game that I've definitely been enjoying. I think, you know, from a more personal standpoint, and I think with YPN, too, we've been talking about doing some videos and kind of posting things like that to our social media, and was introduced to Animoto which is a great video maker app. I believe, Matt, I think this was one of your secret apps, so I hope I didn't just kind of steal it from you there.
No,
but,
All right.
No, it's a great video maker.
And thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Awesome.
Have a good one.
Chat. You too.
Thanks, Matt.